You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. After the Lights Go Out radio show. It's an amazing and wonderful Wednesday. Super blessed, super excited to be here tonight. Listen, we have enjoyed all month long. We've enjoyed Black History Month. We've enjoyed hanging out with some of the most incredible, extraordinary, and amazing radio personalities and business owners, singers, songwriters, and producers like around the globe. So shout out to everybody who has been featured all month long, and super excited to feature this incredible beauty tonight. It's going to be super fun. We have got the incredible singer, songwriter, and amazing Miss Amazingness, Kimberly Brewer, is going to be joining us tonight. Listen, one of the things that I 100% admire about her is specifically right now in this new time, this new age, this new thing, this new movement. She created her own song on her own, using her own record label. Super exciting to be able to do something like this. And I'm super excited to feature her song tonight. Just that sweet to me. So she's an incredible singer and songwriter, and she sang for many, many, many on many, many stages. And guess what? She's going to be here tonight on We Talk Radio Network. She may not sing live, but we're definitely going to talk and have a good time. But we do have her extraordinary music, and we're definitely going to have a good time featuring her tonight. So I don't want you to go anywhere. I want y'all to be ready to hang out and have some fun with us. Don't forget, this is We Talk Radio Network, where we talk, we listen, and we take action. You can check us out online at www.wetalkradio.com. We're all on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and LinkedIn. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under We Talk Radio, and that's all one word. And then you can also find us on LinkedIn and YouTube under We Talk Radio Network, and that's two words. So go check us out. You can follow us on our social media pages and like us, love us, share us, all that good stuff. We 100% appreciate the support. We have an incredible YouTube channel. Shout out to everybody on the audio production team. They are absolutely fabulous. I'm going to start giving out people's social media handles, like, for real, because y'all need to follow them. They are amazing. Like, the entire team, accounting, grant writing, PR, marketing, development, you name it, they're amazing. So all of the radio personalities, everybody, just extraordinary. So I appreciate everybody for what you do, and I appreciate you being amazing, from our sales team to the management staff to our volunteers to our interns to our board members. I love it. Go check out our team on wetalkradio.com/team, and you can check out our team members right there. I think there's a few pictures missing, but they'll be going up really, really soon, so you won't miss anybody else moving forward. All right, guys, we are super excited to have, of course, our Hot Topic panelists with us here tonight. And Mr. T. Smile is going to be holding it down with us here in just a few minutes. We're getting him mic'd up and ready to go. In the meantime, continue to enjoy this amazing show with us. This is the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. We usually ask you to put your kids in the bed because, you know, it's adult talk. We like to be adults and talk adult-ish, if you know what I mean. And so tonight we ask you to do the same. Make sure you put your kiddos in the bed and let's have some fun. Let's be adults tonight. You know, that don't mean we're going to get naughty. I ain't saying we're doing none of that. I'm just saying let's be adults tonight. Put the kiddos in the bed. Grab yourself some wine or whatever it is. You know, you feel like you need to relax your mind tonight. Meditate, relax, relate, release. And hang out with us as we enjoy the great and incredible sounds of and in getting to know the beautiful singer and songwriter, Kimberly Brewer. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more of this incredible show after the lights go out right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Trouble don't last always. the way. Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
I just wanna cruise through the city looking good and feeling pretty cause I like it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nothing but a good time with my besties and each one of us is hurting cause I like it. Yeah.
I like it.
Holla, holla, screech, screech, beep, beep. Pull up on me, baby. I'm waiting. More than I should have thought, but you already know that this is how it goes in the zone.
Oh, yeah.
We just kick up.
Never with me, still I keep on.
Nothing with you.
You're always competing.
And I started resenting, but I keep right on. I can't hardly wait to be through with you. Hardly wait till I'm
with you.
I can't hardly wait.
Best friends.
welcome back to the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. I got to give a shout out real quick. Let me find this piece of paper. I wrote it down because I didn't want to forget it. There's a young lady that listens every single Wednesday night and Monday night to the Key of the Unplugged show, and she drives from DeSoto, Texas to Fort Worth, back and forth from work and home. And she says she listens to the show every week. And a shout out to a young lady by the name of Terry. Thank you for being one of my favorite listeners, Terry. I appreciate it. Actually, I was talking to a young lady that works for Diamond Sound Production, and her name is Tiffany. And she told me her sister, Terry, listens every day. She was like, I was telling my sister about your show. And she was like, I already know about them. And I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So shout out to Terry and Tiffany for being so amazing, spreading the word, continuing to listen, continuing to make We Talk Radio their favorite listening station. I'm super excited tonight for several amazing reasons. This is the last week of February, so it's like one of the best weeks ever as it pertains to bringing on the most amazing and powerful and extraordinary and beautiful guests with the best product, services, songs, whatever it is out there. Listen, this is what this last week is about. And so tonight is an amazing night. This is Black History Month, and we are celebrating our Black incredibleness, our people, our creations. I mean, I'm telling you, just the extraordinary things that we do. And this young lady tonight, we talked about her earlier, and we talked about some of the incredible things that she has already done. I want her to tell you herself. She is a singer and she is a songwriter, and she has been featured on many, many tours and many soundtracks for many, many years of incredible and amazing flow and song and songwriting and singing and everything else. She's had a fabulous career, and we're going to talk about that tonight. Singing for so many amazing and incredible people, and now she's like, it's time for me to do my own thing. This is what Black History Month is all about, doing our own thing, letting no chain break us, hold us, and letting no dream hit the graveyard. That's why we are here. This young lady said, I want to do my own album, my own EP, my own single on my own record label. Talk about owning rights, okay? My own, and my own. Come on now. Tonight, please help me welcome an extraordinary young lady who wrote and sang this incredible track. We've heard it before right here on We Talk Radio, Just That Sweet to Me. She is an amazing singer, songwriter, producer, recording artist, you name it. She's done so many things, traveled the globe, sang with so many, the incredible Kimberly Brewer. Woo-hoo-hoo. Hello, queen. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great now. How are you?
Aww.
You sound amazing, and thank you so much for every kind word that has come out of your mouth. I really appreciate you.
You are so very, very welcome. Listen, we're super excited to have you on. Once I heard all about you and I heard the track, I was like, oh, my gosh, she's so amazing. And, of course, I'm following you on social media now. I want everybody to be able to follow you. So we're going to talk about your social media presence. I mean, how to find you on social media, how to like, love, share, all that good stuff here, and your website. So we're going to talk about all that here in just a few minutes. But I want to dive into the music. I want to start with Kimberly Records. I want to start right there. Let's talk about why you decided, you know what, I could go and I can do a lot of things with a lot of great people and collaborate together and we can make this thing blow up, right? But I want to do this with me. I want to do this for me. What made you decide to want to do your own record label, your own, and put your own music on your own label? Go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Everything is in God's time. And I have sung background for a lot of people for a lot of years. And basically, like I said, everything is in God's time. And I was waiting patiently until I felt like this was what he wanted me to do. And that's why I did it. And, you know, the name Kimberly actually was a nickname by Mr. Wonder. My favorite flower is the lily. So he started calling me Kimberly. And that's where that came from. And, you know, this life has been such a journey for me, and it's been such a blessing, and I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for this time.
Amen. Amen. You know, You mentioned an amazing young man that you worked with in the past. You've also had the opportunity, of course, working with Earth, Wind, and Fire and so many amazing more. Let's talk about that. You know, singing background vocals, or, you know, what, forefront vocals or whatever vocals you were singing. Let's talk about the feeling that you got when you first started doing this. You know, right, of course, hindsight is 2020. Of course, they were celebrities back then, but it's like now it's like, wow. Let's talk about that, those moments back then. You know, how did it feel to hit the stage and be singing with greats like Stevie Wonder and Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Well, you know what? It's such a trip because I started out singing background with Mickey Howard. I was writing with, I love Mickey, but I was writing with a singer-songwriter named Kenny Harris, and he asked me if I wanted to audition for Mickey because he was looking for background singers. And I was like, well, yeah, why not? So I auditioned, and I went on, I got it, and I went on the road with Mickey, and I toured with Mickey for, I guess, about a year. And then while I was on a break from singing with Mickey, I got the opportunity to audition for Mr. Wonder. And, that's how all of this began. I was on the road with Mickey, and I was given the opportunity just because I was in the right place at the right time. And like I said, everything is in God's time. He orchestrated everything, and and that's how this whole story began. And well, I was on a break with from Mr. Wonder, and then I was given the opportunity. I got a call from a friend of mine who has passed away. His name was Robert Brookins. He was the MD for Earth, Wind, and Fire at the time, and he said that they were looking for background singers, and he asked me if I wanted to do it, and I said I would love to because I grew up listening to Stevie Wonder, Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, just so many different people, and to actually get the opportunity to not only meet these people, but to work with them has just been, you know, my dreams have come true.
Wow. I mean, absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Did you know as a little girl, I know that you sang, you've been singing for a very, very long time, but even at a younger age, at a small age, you know, did you know that one day you'd be singing for greats like this? Was this always your dream?
Really, I didn't realize that I had the ability to sing. I was in a choir rehearsal for the church. I was just singing, and you know, with everybody else. And the choir director, Lillian, I forgot her last name. I can't think of it right now. But she asked me. She said she heard that I sang. In school, and I'm looking around, and because there was another Kim, and I thought she was talking about the other girl, Kim, and she's like, no, I'm talking about you. And so I sang my second solo in church. The first one was in elementary school, and the second one was in church. And, you know, I used to really sit in the basement of my home and just listen to Stevie Wonder over and over and over again. I'd read the liner notes. I would sing every lyric, and, you know, that's how, you know, amazing God is, and he has been to me to connect me with this man and, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Julio Iglesias, Whitney Houston, Elton John, Mary J. Blige, you know, I don't even know what to say. This has been such an amazing journey for me.
Wow, absolutely incredible. And now it is time for you to do your own thing. Now, how exciting is that? Let's talk about the excitement and the joy and the passion that's fueling your desires at this time in your life, you know?
Well, you know what? I started, I met Byron Miller, I guess it was probably about 11 years ago. And Byron has been such an inspiration and a real pleasant guide in me working on my own project. And I sent him songs, and then he would say, well, this one's good, this one's okay. And I sent him just the track for Just That Sweet to Me with my backgrounds on it, and he said, oh, that's a hit. And so he put the team together, Paul Jackson Jr., the amazing Walter Beasley, Rick Jordan, Phil Davis, I'm sorry. Uh-oh, hello? Oh, you still there? Uh-oh. Kia? Hello? Call you back because I think I lost you.
Such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
I got a
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Oh yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, problem.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged show. Oh, no, this is after the Let's Go Out radio show. I host too many shows. I value way too much.
This is the App in the Life Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. I'm super duper excited to feature this extraordinary young lady with us tonight. She's an amazing, amazing powerhouse that has been for decades been an incredible and amazing inspiration, singing and writing and producing amazing songs. Please help me welcome back to the incredible After the Life Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network, the beautiful singer and songwriter, Kimberly Brewer. Thank you again for being here, Queen.
My pleasure.
Listen, thank you for being here. Let's talk about Just That Sweet to Me. You know, this an absolutely amazing new sound, and it's wonderful. I'm really, everybody's feeling Just That Sweet to Me. And we opened it up to our listeners a few weeks ago, and they absolutely love it. Of course, they've been requesting it, and it's going to continue to be requested. So we are super excited about it for you.
Yay.
And to see it everywhere on all of the radio networks. You know, if you think about it right now, a lot of the radio stations play the same 5-10 radio songs over and over and over again. And guess what that does? That puts it in the minds of everybody, right? And then they listen to it. So right now I'm praying that for you. Your song is 1 to 5 to 10. Come on now. 1 to 5 to 10. Let's talk about Just That Sweet to Me. You're welcome. You're welcome. I know this song means so much to you. Let's talk about it.
It does. It was originally done by Greg Curtis, who is an amazing producer, songwriter, singer. He was working with a rapper, and he asked me to do the hook. And I wrote the hook, and he ended up not using it. And I was like, years and years and years went by, and when I started going through my songs, I said, well, I need to finish this song. And so I went ahead and finished the lyrics. And I sent what I did, Byron Miller, the awesomely amazing producer, bassist, and everything else in the world. I sent it to him, and he said, oh, that's a hit. So I, you know, we got together, and he put Paul Jackson Jr., Walter Beasley, Walter's so incredible. I'm so happy that he agreed to play on my song.
Yes.
He's just such an amazing man. And well, Paul Jackson Jr., Phil Jordan, Phil Davis, Rick Jordan, and Byron, and they just knocked it out of the ballpark, and I'm just so pleased with it.
So amazing. Mm-hmm. So amazing. Shout out to the incredible everybody who of course assisted you and helped you and had the thought process and the foresight and everything. Think about how God set you up. Even with this particular song, the single, the EP, everything, just how God set you up with everything as it pertains to that. It's just so incredible how that one song, has a whole history behind it. Like, seriously, that's beautiful.
Amazing. Won't he do it?
Beautiful. Won't he do it? You know, you have an incredible passion for music. Do you feel like in this industry now, not to shade anybody, but, you know, I mean, the love of that, the soul, R&B, you know, indie, there's still a lot of people who love this music, you know, but the younger generation, of course, is being driven in another way, you know, and your music is kind of, you know, 100%, you know, and then no shade against the WAP songs and all of that, but do you feel like those particular songs are hindering the indie soul, the hip hop and the soul music artists who are really just trying to make good music?
Well, in my opinion, there is a lane for everybody, I think that you choose your path. You choose the lane that you want to be in, and you know you have to do you. You can no one can do you better than you can do you. So just do you, and you know, throw your hands up and pray for everybody else. But just do you.
I love it. And there is a lane for absolutely everybody. You're 100% right. I love the fact that you know those songs, you know, will have a time. They'll have, definitely have a time. Mm-hmm. But music like mm-hmm. yours and songs like Just That Sweet to Me, absolutely timeless music that will be heard
Thank
for generations
you.
And generations and danced to, and it'll be played at weddings and it'll be played at everywhere. You know, they'll play. I mean, seriously, you know, it's something you can even play on Sunday morning. You know, mm-hmm. seriously, you know, it's just it's that
yeah.
it's that good feel song. You know, I absolutely. I want to talk about your record label as well, of course, because we can't talk about the song without mentioning the record label again,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how incredible it is. So let's talk about what holds in the future for the record label. What are we looking forward to in the future?
Well, actually, I have another artist that's going to come out, I would say probably within the next 5 or 6 months, another young lady. Her name is Angelique Wolf. And she's an amazing talent. She's beautiful. She's as beautiful on the inside as she is on the outside. And she's just a very, very talented young lady. And I just can't wait for you guys to hear her and, you know, to see her. She's just a great talent. And I, you know, I hope to have other artists as well.
You know, I will say, you know, one of the things that I love about you is how you're able to give back. I mean, because we can't keep all this talent wrapped up inside of our own selves. We got to give back to somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
And so I love the way that you're doing that. And definitely, whenever you're ready, please, please, please let us know. We'd love to feature Ms. Angelique right here on the radio network, What We Talk Radio. Absolutely,
okay.
We would.
Yay! Thank
please,
you.
Yes, please let us know. Please let us know. I am super excited for you. And what else do you have going on in the future? What else can we look forward to from Kimberly Brewer?
Well, the first live show, I believe it's going to be at the Berks Jazz Fest. That'll be in August. I don't have the exact date because they're still working it out because it had to be postponed, you know, due to the pandemic. But, yeah, I believe that will be my first live show. And hopefully there will be many more to come.
First of all, keep me posted about that because I definitely
okay.
want to be there. I definitely want to be there.
Okay.
Shout out to Wes Moon, too, because you know Wes Moon,
yes.
who is.
Absolutely.
Yes, I love some Wes Moon. I met him years ago at a huge festival I did in Dallas. And he was there and it was amazing. And then we kept in touch over the years. And he was on the show, I guess, maybe a couple months ago. I featured him in Twin Cities Network here on the show. And then I remember that I saw some pictures on his Facebook page or something with you on it. And I'm like, ah!
Uh-huh.
So it's so cool. So cool. Yeah, so cool. He's such a nice guy. Shout out to Wes Smooth. You can catch Wes Smooth at Twin Cities Radio Network. Twin Cities Radio Network, guys. Check him out. Got an awesome jazz network over there. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your contact information because I want everybody to have an opportunity to connect with you, chat with you, follow you. So tell us the best place. Is that your website, KimberlyBrewer.com?
Yes, that's my website, KimberlyBrewer.com. And on Facebook, I am Kimberly Brewer 1 and Kimberly Brewer Artist. And on Instagram, I'm at Kimberly Brewer, Kimberly Brewer 1. And on Twitter, I'm at Kimberly Brewer 1 as well.
Just an FYI, everybody. Well, let me just say that we have listeners around the globe. So I'm going to spell Kimberly Brewer for you. So if you're just so you can know exactly where to go, it's KimberlyBrewer.com. KimberlyBrewer.com. Check her out. Thank you so very much for being here. We cannot wait
Yay.
To get you back on again to talk about the rest of the album and absolutely the rest of the artists and all the rest of the incredible things that you're going to be doing. I'm super excited for you and your future. And, you know, the past was beautiful, but the future is greater. I love it. I love
Thank
it. I love
you.
It. So absolutely. We support you 100%. Anything else for the listeners today? Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
I'll give a shout out to Byron Miller and Angelique and my family, and I'll give a shout out to you because I really appreciate you doing this for me. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your listeners. So thank you. And Walter Beasley.
Yes, Walter Beasley.
Thank you so much.
And shout out to Myron Ruffin with Unlimited Wealth Entertainment for putting this together. Shout out to the incredible Myron. He's awesome.
Absolutely. He is. Myron is on it. He is on it for real.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you, I've known Myron. I've worked with Myron. I've never met Myron in person, ever. But I've worked with Myron in the music industry for what 10 years now. And out of everybody that I've ever worked with for 10 years, I can say he is the most solid and 100% individual, and that is hard to find in the music industry. No joke.
And genuine.
It is so hard to find. And he's so genuine. He's so genuine.
Yes,
and it's
just
so hard to find. Man, it's a blessing to know him.
Right.
It's a blessing to know him.
It is. It is. 100%.
And it's just good to have good people around you, especially in this industry. I hear so many horror stories, you know, about the things that people have had to do in order to make it into the industry. And, you know, how many, you know, the horror stories about it, you know, and it's not pretty. But, but that's not everybody's story. But that's not everybody's story. You know, some people have had beautiful stories. You know, and so we want to keep telling those beautiful stories. We want these traumatic stories to kind of simmer down and go away. We want to completely annihilate those. And by allowing people the opportunity to learn their own lane, create their own craft, and then create their own way, which is their record label or whatever it is, your own business. That may not be a record label. Maybe it's your own flower shop, whatever it is, perfume company, candy company, whatever it is you want to start. Do your own thing. Create your own company. Create your own lane so that you don't have to feel like you have to lay down on the board table in order to get somewhere in life.
Absolutely.
That's real talk.
Yeah, absolutely real talk. Real talk. And nobody can do you better than you. So you do you.
Right. That's right. And at the end of the day, you don't want anybody to take what you created and turn it into their own thing, because they will do that. They could possibly do that to you. All of a sudden, your brand is somebody else's, and you're not making an absolute, you're making nothing off of it. So do whatever you can possibly do. Try and connect yourself with the right people. Go to the local library. Do your research. I think a lot of times we stop short, we fall short of just doing that extra research and figuring out what it is. It's like, never mind, forget it. You know, and we can't have, we got to stop putting on that never mind, forget it attitude, and we got to pick up that energy. We got to find that energy somewhere. We got to create that energy inside ourselves that's going to make us get up and make it happen. At the end of the day, that's what we got to do.
Absolutely. You have to keep learning, because when you learn, you grow.
Absolutely, 100%, 100%. I am super duper excited that we had the chance to have you on again. I cannot wait to have you back on the show yet again to feature who you are and what you do, and the incredibleness is going to keep coming out of the incredible Kimberly Brewer. Thank you so much again. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, and I can't wait to come back. Yay!
I am going to definitely have you back on again. I think this is an absolutely amazing and incredible opportunity to, again, feature you again. And you're a new artist. I know, again, you have a new artist that's coming out. And we definitely want to get Missy Angelique on and feature her and her new music. So whenever you are ready, you just let us know, and we'll get that interview taken care of. But for now, I would love for you to introduce your brand new song that is featured on your brand new record label, Kimberlily Records, that is your first single on the record, and it's the EP, entitled EP. I would love for you to introduce your song, Just That Sweet to Me. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you so much for this opportunity. And really, all I have to say is I give you Just That Sweet to Me by Kimberly Brewer, featuring the amazing Walter Beasley.
Thank you, Queen. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. With what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
I don't even care.
Radio show right here on the We Talk Radio Network. We got some hot topics we want to talk about tonight. But with all the stuff that happened here recently, you know, we were definitely affected here at the studio. We had a horrible flood. It was absolutely just the worst ever. And do I really want to tell them what the flood was really like? Probably not, do I? It was definitely toilet water, guys. It was coming up from underneath the toilets. It was absolutely insane. And it wasn't our sewage that was coming up from underneath our toilets, we found out, actually. Anyway, so, yeah, it's been crazy here. So we're actually having to move the studio. We were able to do the show tonight, but this weekend we won't have any shows on Saturday. Sunday we will. So we're going to make up our, trust me, we know that we've got keywords. I'm about to give out the keyword for tonight's show. The keyword for tonight is, and I'm going to tell you what you're going to do with this keyword in a second. The keyword for tonight is talk, T-A-L-K, talk, T-A-L-K, talk. Now, for the next two radio shows that we do, we're going to eliminate those words completely. So don't even worry about Saturday's radio shows at all. If you do not get those words, no need to fret, because they're not, those shows aren't going to happen due to, of course, a situation that we had here at the studio. We're literally going to be moving all day Saturday, so we won't be having shows on Saturday. So we want to make sure that you feel completely comfortable with sending these words in, but do not worry about Saturday, the Saturday shows. We have two on Saturday. The shows are the Caden Radio Show and Mind, Body, and Soul, so don't worry about those shows. But this keyword, what you do is you're going to take every single keyword that we give out for every single radio show in the month of February, as we're celebrating Black History Month. You're going to write every single keyword down, and at the end of the month, after Shine Lord Radio Show on Sunday, you're going to either send me the shows from this week, you're going to send me all the keywords from this week's show, or you're going to send me the keywords from the entire month. Whoever is the first person to send in all the keywords, you got to listen to all the radio shows, and then you got to write down the keyword, and you got to do it for either every week, because every week we did a drawing. I mean, every week we did a contest, and then for the whole month. So somebody's winning every single week, and somebody's going to win for the entire month. What you're going to do is you're going to go to wetalkradio.com. You're going to go to the Contact Us tab, and you're going to enter in your email address and all of the keywords right there. And the first person to enter in all keywords is going to win $100 every single week. And then for the monthly WIT Radio prize, we're going to give out $500. The first person to give out every single keyword correctly is going to win $500. But you got to tune in to all these shows. You got to listen to all of them, right? These shows are fun, and they're hilarious, and they're awesome. So go check them out. We have on Mondays, we have the Kia D Unplugged show at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Wednesdays, it's After the Lights Go Out Radio at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Saturdays, it's the Cave Radio Show at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Mind, Body, and Soul, 6 p.m. On Sunday, we have Brand New Day with Emily Blue at 7 p.m. And then, of course, the Shine Lord Radio Show at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So those are our radio shows that you need to tune into in order to win. Guess what, guys? It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to get out some more money. More money. Now, I got one hot topic for tonight. Just one hot topic for tonight. We recently, I think it was yesterday or today, there was a report that actually came out. Incredible young lady, singer, songwriter, Kay Michelle, was actually dancing on TikTok. And, of course, while on TikTok dancing, she was twerking, of course, to some, you know, crazy, incredible song, right? Pop, 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 twerk, 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 ah. And then all of a sudden she turns to the side, and all of a sudden you can see, like, her butt, like, fell. Literally, it fell, like, boom, boom. And she kind of tried to pick it back up, but she was on live. So it wasn't like she could have deleted the video. She was on live. Somebody was probably screen recording that or downloaded it before she could absolutely delete it herself. They downloaded it and saved it to their computer so that they could have it for themselves forever. Okay? But that actually did happen. And so shout out to Kay Michelle. You know, I know she did have some issues where she had to get some, I think her breast implants removed or her booty implants removed or something. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but let's keep her definitely in our prayers. I'm going to ask T. Smiley. T. Smiley, if you were dating a woman and that actually happened, you know, what would your reaction be?
I'm out.
You're out.
This is T. Smiley reporting live right here on After the Lights Go Out. If I ever was to see my woman twerking and all of a sudden, you know, her booty just fall, you know what I'm saying, like this. And she having a whole other. At that point, I like to say your diaper. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't talking about Kim Michelle, but I'm just saying, you know, that looked horrible. Horrible.
All good, all good. Well, listen, shout out to Kim Michelle. We're definitely keeping her in our prayers. Don't forget, no shows on Saturday. We'll meet up back here again on Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for the Brand New Day with Emily Blue Radio Show. I got to thank y'all so much for tuning in tonight. We got to, of course, thank the incredible Kimberly Brewer, singer, songwriter, and business owner, because she's the owner of Kimberly Records, and she's absolutely amazing. Of course, you just heard her new single entitled Just That Sweet to Me, and you guys can check that out all over where music is heard, as well as right here on We Talk Radio Network. And, of course, on the website, you can go check her out at KimberlyBrewer.com. Thank you again so much for being here tonight. I'm going to get my incredible friend, Mr. T. Smiley. He is, of course, the director of operations. He is, of course, the host of the Cave Radio Show every single Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And he is my boo. Here you go.
Well, I'm blue beat. No,
you forgot what he was supposed to do. That was a great introduction, wasn't it? Go ahead.
I was lost in the sauce. As we always do, we're going to pray. Father God, we thank you for just waking us up this morning, God, to a day that was a promise to us, God. We thank you for just protecting us, God, being with us, God. I ask you to just continue, everyone out there, continue, please, to pray for We Talk Radio, our station. Keep us in prayers, God, as we make this transition, God. We ask that you just keep our mindset on you, God, and let it be a smooth transition, God. We ask that you just bring us back at the point in time. We'll see you guys on Sunday at 7 p.m. in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank y'all again for being here, tuning in, and making this your number one listening station. We will, of course, meet you back again here on next week. Next week, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for the After the Lights Go Out radio show. And we, of course, have special guests coming up. So y'all check us out on all of our radio shows. Next month is Women's Month. We're going to be honoring and celebrating some incredible women across the globe and some mighty moms, some incredible mighty moms. So definitely check us out all throughout the month right here on Week Talk Radio Network. This is a young lady actually that's going to be coming up on the radio show really soon. Her name is Such, and the name of this song is entitled Ordinary People. Thanks so much for tuning in to the After the Lights Go Out radio show. I am Kia D, hanging out with
your boy T. Smiley
right here on the We Talk Radio Network.
With you, this ain't the honeymoon. We're past the infatuation fade. Right in the thick of love at times, we get sick of love. Seems like we argue every day. I know I've misbehaved. You've made your mistakes. We both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first. We'll make this thing work, but I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. Cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow. Take it slow. No fairy tale conclusion, y'all. Gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, and we head back to hell again. We kiss and we make up on the way. I hang up, you call. We rise and we fall. We feel like just walking away. As our love we take second chances, though it's not a fantasy. I still want you to stay. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. Cause we're ordinary people.
Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality of shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, and we take action using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up our incredible radio station that broadcasts to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, We Talk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit us on our website at www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Are you an ambitious woman looking to take charge of your career goals? If so, Meredith Ward has you covered. Known as your career and startup business strategist, Meredith is a corporate leadership coach, public speaker, video podcast host, and the founder and CEO of In Charge Career Consulting. In Charge Career Consulting exists to provoke, empower, and educate women to achieve their ambitions as corporate leaders and entrepreneurs, coaching her clients to develop influence and authority. While advancing through the ranks of corporate leadership, Meredith helps women gather the right resources and develop a plan to pivot into full-time entrepreneurship smoothly. On top of all of that, she recently launched her newly founded platform, She Is In Charge, a video podcast and workshop entertainment resource for businesswomen. Subscribe today and you'll gain access to free business resources on topics like strategic career planning and advancement, business development and growth tactics, salary negotiation, revenue generating methods, networking, social politics, and more. Want to showcase your experiences and expertise through the lens of corporate life and entrepreneurial journey? Then you're invited to be featured on one of Meredith's upcoming She's In Charge video podcast interviews and entertainment workshops. Contact the team directly at info@nccareerconsulting.com and provide your full name, phone number, website, and the best time to contact you. A representative will respond to you regarding the next steps. Get featured, subscribed, or schedule a consultation with Meredith today.
Every heart, there is a room, a sanctuary safe and strong, to heal the wounds from lovers past, until a new one comes along. I spoke to you in cautious tones. You answered me with no pretense, and still I feel I've said too much. My silence is my self-defense, and every time I've held a rose, it seems I only felt a thorn. And so it goes. And so it goes, and so will you soon, I suppose. But if my silence made you leave, then that would be my worst mistake. So I will share this room with you, and you can have this heart to break. And this is why my eyes are closed. It's just as well for all I think. And so it goes, and so it goes. And you're the only one who knows. So I would choose to be with you. That's if the choice were mine to make. But you can make decisions too. And you can have this heart to break. You're the only one who knows.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.